now. It is the 1st of December. Get excited. Christmas is here. It's been here in my heart for like a good couple of weeks, but it's legitimately here. Like other people will hopefully start enjoying it now as well. So if you've ever wanted to contribute to a charity over the holiday season, but have been unsure what charities or organizations might need your support, our producers have found a few great grassroots organizations that would hugely benefit from any donations or volunteering that you can offer. Three of our wonderful volunteers, they are in the studio now, Camilla, Marlene, Kevin, guys, good morning. How are we?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. There you guys have
That's Camilla Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh.
Camilla Claus.
Yeah. I mean, I can get on board with that. Now, we've got three great organizations here. Who is kicking us off this morning?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big Kev. Let's roll. Right. What
okay.
do we got?
We've got Our Big Kitchen, which is a community-run kitchen in Bondi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They're going to be preparing meals for distribution across Sydney.
Beautiful.
If you want to volunteer, all you need is a Working with Children check and some enthusiasm.
Beautiful.
It just says some enthusiasm, so...
I think take buckets.
Not
take
too
space.
Much. Not too, no, you don't want too much enthusiasm.
I mean, too much enthusiasm gets a finger cut off in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe avoid too much enthusiasm.
I mean, they are kosher and halal certified, but they're also HACCP approved, which means fingers in there, no good.
Oh, okay.
Also, if you don't have time... but you have lots of money, you can provide them with much needed produce, kitchen supplies, and maintenance services.
Beautiful. I got to say that phrase, you don't have time but have lots of money. I wish that was me. I wish that was me so badly. I wish I had lots of money to give.
So badly.
This sounds beautiful. And it's in Bondi as well, which is fantastic. So, you know.
It's pretty central.
Pretty central for a lot of people. Pretty uncentral for some people. But you can donate time, donate money so they can get kitchen supplies, help feed hungry mouths around Sydney. That's a beautiful, beautiful organization. I didn't know that they were in Bondi either. I didn't know about them. So that's really great.
Somewhere in the junction.
Grassroots.
Sydney-based. That's what we love. Now, our next charity, Grandmothers Against Removals. We spoke to these guys a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, so you probably know they were started in 2014 by First Nations community leaders.
Yeah.
And they're working to prevent the ongoing stolen generations that have now kind of been legalized in a way by recent changes to legislation in New South Wales where you can adopt a child without parental consent. A little bit problematic, and the fact that Indigenous or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children make up such a huge amount, such a huge percentage in that system, I think means that supporting Grandmothers Against Removals is more important than ever.
Absolutely. These changes to the time before which children can be adopted have caused a lot of concern, and this group have spoken out about it quite vocally.
Yeah.
So how can we support Grandmothers Against Removals?
So you can head to their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Just look for Grandmothers Against Removals. You can get in touch with them through that inbox as well. And I think they would love your time and your money. And I think it's a worthy cause to contribute to if you don't want to spend heaps of money on a drone or a gimbal for your iPhone.
What on earth is a gimbal?
It stabilizes a camera.
Oh.
You can even put a gimbal on a drone.
Yeah.
Money better spent other places, guys.
Correct.
Great. All right. So we've got one last charity that is here in Sydney that we can help support. What have we got for Share the Dignity?
So Share the Dignity is a women's charity and it collects pads, tampons, personal hygiene products every year for women experiencing homelessness, domestic violence and poverty.
Beautiful.
But their big Christmas appeal is called It's in the Bag.
Okay.
So the basic idea is you bring a pre-loved bag, you fill it with sanitary items, all the necessities and a couple of like luxury items.
Oh, cute.
So throw in a perfume or a lipstick. It's going to mean a lot.
Yeah.
And that campaign actually ends tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So everyone get out there today. Fill up your bags.
So you can drop it off at any, like your local Bunnings warehouse.
Get a snag while you're there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Win-win scenario. You can purchase a pre-made one from Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, beautiful.
And if you're short on cash, a lot of the bags that have been donated are actually missing shampoo and conditioner.
Oh.
So grab some shampoo and conditioner and chuck it in.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. So this is a beautiful idea. I think that Share the Dignity do some really incredible things for women here in Sydney and around the country as well. So all really, really important causes. You know what? donate to all of them, guys.
Yeah.
Donate to every single one of them. I think they're all like different things you can donate as well. Like donate your time to Our Big Kitchen, donate your money to Grandmothers Against Removal, and then donate some physical products to share the dignity. I think that these are all issues that we can very easily get behind this Christmas. Going to throw in there as well, look up your local shelter, look up your local rescue organization. That's my 2 cents in there. See what they need. I know it's summer. A lot of rescue organizations, they need beds, they need little clamshell pools, they need funds, they need food, they need toys. There are so many incredible organizations out there. Those three are really, really worthy. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you want to check out more. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. That was a pleasure.
We had three of our wonderful producers there, Camilla, Marlene, and Kevin, chatting about some really great organizations that could use some help this Christmas.